I built my first sled, yep, me, by hand so bold. Thought I was a musher and a craftsman, smooth and cold. Went hunting birch like some Northwoods pro. Then I saw pine on sale and said, well, why not? Oh, no. I surveyed the woods for birch, took my time in the snow. Dreamed up an heirloom sled with a legendary glow. But birch takes forever, my patience ran thin. So I grabbed cheap pine lumber and called it a win. At first the track straight, man, it felt right. Runners hissing on the trail in that blue white light. I started strutting like I'd mastered the trade, like Paul Bunyan himself would approve what I'd made. On a training run, cold air bit hard in my chest. Dogs pulling steady, locked in, doing their best. I leaned into a sharp turn, feeling mighty, then snap. Handlebar broke, next thing I knew, face plop. I popped up spitting powder, blinking frost from my eyes, staring at bird splinters like they told me lies. And my dog team kept going down that winding track. Not one of them looked back. Not one looked back. Thank goodness that trail ends right up at my place. My family watched the team rolling like, well, nice race. I had half a mile to walk and rethink my plan. And bargain pine plus confidence don't make you a man. That's the first time I lost a team honest and true. And the last DIY sled I ever pushed them through. Some skills are time earned, stitched tight by the masters, not held together by hope and sail bend disasters. My mama said, son, don't take the easy way, 'cause easy turns snap on a cold, proud day. And those dogs, they taught me, plain as can, they'll keep on running, with or without the man. Thank goodness that trail ends right up at my place. My family watched the team rolling like, well, nice race. I had half a mile to walk and rewrite my plan. So I leave sled building to masters, and I just must when I can. Lesson I ever learned, at about 2 miles an hour, and it only cost one handlebar and a little dignity in a snow shower.